This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you get your day started right. How great to start our day with the confidence that God is walking with us through our day. Did you know that that can be a reality in your life? If you've never had the experience of God walking with you in your day, of God being a part of your life, if you've never turned to God and said, I want to be in relationship with you. Do you know that you can do that right now? It simply comes from a realization that there is one thing standing between you and a healthy relationship with God, and that is your sin and guilt before God, that you've broken His moral laws, and that is an obstacle that keeps you from fellowship with Him. But in spite of the fact that you can do nothing about that, God has done what needed to be done. Jesus Christ, God the Son, became a man, lived on this earth, and He took our sin and guilt on Himself and paid the penalty for sin when He died on the cross, was separated in His relationship from God the Father, and then rose from the dead and offers you a relationship with Him today. You need to just come to God and acknowledge, I know I've broken your moral laws, but thank you for what you've done for me. I receive your forgiveness through what Jesus Christ did at the cross. Please forgive me. Enter into my life and make me the person you want me to be and start a daily personal relationship with me. When God is in your life, then you can walk through each day in fellowship with Him, not just trying to do what you know God wants you to do, but allowing God to work in you and through you in every circumstance of your life. We're talking this week about why we should obey God. And today I just want to read one little verse that is only five words. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 in the Bible says, "Do not quench the Spirit." What God's saying to us in that little line is that our obedience to Him makes us a person that God can work through powerfully. When we disobey God, we quench, that is, we put water on the fire that He is trying to light in us. And God is challenging you today not to put out the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life. When God's Spirit is wanting to do something in and through you. D.L. Moody was one of the greatest men of God of a past generation, and he had a very unpleasant voice to listen to. He butchered the English language. It was said he couldn't even put a sentence together correctly, but he was so powerfully used by God as a preacher in his generation. Well, what would enable someone like him to be so powerfully used by God? One day, when Moody was in the very early days of his ministry, he visited a Bible study. And during that study, the leader of the Bible study made the comment, "The world has yet to see what God can do through one man totally yielded to Him." And D.L. Moody went out of that Bible study with those words just ringing in his heart. And he said, "By the grace of God, I will be that man." And the results are in history. You know, God may not want you to be a preacher or a missionary or full-time in Christian ministry, but He does want to use you powerfully in the lives of the people that your life touches on. He's calling you to be that person totally yielded to Him. Then the fire of the Holy Spirit will blaze in your life, and people will come to see God at work in you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.